Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. This podcast is all about expectation. What are you expecting from yourself and from others and from the world around us? Our expectations are often fulfilled in one way or another. So let's start by thinking about what it means to expect or even to anticipate. There are a few dictionary definitions that I like. One says expectation is a strong belief that something will happen, that it will be the case in the future. Another says it's the belief that someone will or should achieve something. And another says that it's a prospect, that an expectation is a prospect. I'm also going to talk just a little about anticipation if I have time to get to it. Depends on time. So let me get a few definitions of that word, anticipation. It's excitement. It's eagerly awaiting something that is supposed to happen, and it may even involve some preparation. Interesting thing about expectations and anticipation is that they're directly related to the mindset of each individual. Expectation and anticipation can be dread for people who lack optimism. They can actually fuel anxiety when a person is expecting the worst possible outcome. Give you an example. I always expect to get a great parking space wherever I go. My friend Karen says I have great parking karma. Well, I was pulling into a hotel parking lot and got the best spot near the elevator in the garage. When we went to dinner and came back, my companion said, "Ugh, now we're going to have to search to find a spot. We won't have that good one." Not only was that annoying, it reflected the worst expectation. And his lack of optimism got on my nerves. It was irritating, but it didn't daunt me. And we still got a great parking spot. My question for you is this: what are you expecting? First from yourself, then from others, and finally, from our world. First, let's think about how you foster a mindset that expects awesome outcomes for yourself. I'm not talking about perfectionism, so let's not get confused. I'm talking about holding positive thoughts and envisioning the best outcomes for you. For me, I like to reflect on past successes. That reminds me that if I did it once, whatever the success was, I can do it again. I think of that in my faith walk too. If God did it once for me, He will do it again. We talk a lot about goals. Some people say you have to set realistic goals. Well, what's realistic for you may not be realistic for someone else. It may be beyond their reach, so they don't get to tell you what's realistic. I say set ambitious goals. Celebrate each milestone along the way and don't be afraid to stretch yourself beyond what you think you're capable of. It is amazing how much more talent, skill, know-how, all that stuff is buried within us and it's waiting to be set free. Ambitious goals make a big difference in our personal lives and in our professional lives. The process of striving for them boosts our self-esteem. I'm sometimes amazed at what I can accomplish when I put my mind to it. I've got to tell you, my mind is everywhere. So I'm all over the place as I'm talking about expectations today. I want to switch gears and talk about expectations in relationships. What are you expecting from the people that you interact with, from the people that you hold most dear? I know I have been let down and disappointed in relationships because of my unspoken expectations. And I'm sometimes let down when I'm expecting people to be different or to be what I want or need them to be. My sister has taught, well, she's trying to teach me to accept people exactly as they are and not have any expectations in relationships other than to expect them to be who they are. She also helps me to understand that acceptance without expectation is a part of love. And that's tough. It's tough for me. It's tough for me because I do think I have the right to expect things from people I'm in relationship with. Yeah, I have to accept them for who they are, but I do know that I often have unspoken expectations. And therein lies a big problem for me. You know, if we're going to have expectations, they should be clearly communicated. I also think when communicating expectations doesn't yield results, it is okay to assess whether it's time to take a break from that relationship. Emotional drain is real and it's costly. Set higher expectations for yourself by getting yourself out of a bad place, liberating yourself from toxic people, and fleeing unhealthy environments. Those are points that I stress a lot in my podcast because I think they're so important. There's another component of this expectations in relationships things. I think it's about believing in other people. It's about not putting limitations on them. It's about believing that everyone is operating with the best intent. Well, it's also about recognizing the limitations that they have. I know that sounds contradictory. First, I said, don't put limitations on them and recognize the limitations that they have. Well, what does that mean? It means don't hold a mental picture of another person that puts them in a small box, stereotypes them, or diminishes their potential. Train your mind. Teach yourself to see potential in others because we all have potential. And that frees you up for seeing more potential in you, in yourself. So that's my part one of that. Part two, recognize the limitations that they have. This is acknowledging who they are, what they're realistically able to do, to be, to give, or to offer. Here's an example from my life. I have a friend who is chronically pessimistic, and that, to me, is her limitation. Somewhere, somehow, she lost her joy, and the glass became half empty. Actually, while I'm talking about this, and I'm thinking about it, we've known each other since college, and truth be told, she's always been like that, so maybe she didn't lose her joy. Maybe she never had any. I don't know. You know, try as I might, I'm never going to make her a positive, optimistic person. In this case, her limitation is her pessimism. And I know that that's a judgment on my part. But to me, acknowledging that is also a form of accepting her as she is. So my mind is moving. I'm going to turn the corner on this expectations thing again. Opportunities are so important. When you give yourself opportunities to explore and expand, you automatically reset your expectations of yourself. You also can go deeper in the journey to self-discovery. I'm not just talking about creating opportunities in your professional life. I'm thinking about things like reading books you wouldn't normally have read, taking a trip to a park you've overlooked, creating time and space for silence. Whatever opportunities you can think of, give yourself permission to explore. I did an earlier podcast just a few weeks ago on options creators. These are people who make things happen in their own lives, in their communities, in our world. They're prime examples of people who don't wait for opportunities, they create them. These people create opportunities to be who they want to be and do what they want to do. You can shape little by little the person you expect to be. There are a few other strategies I want to share regarding expectations. First one is to figure out what you hold most dear and set your expectations for yourself around those things. I've got an example. I know a high-powered attorney who realized her career was consuming her life. While she held her family most dear, and she made the really tough decision, it was a difficult decision, to build boundaries around the amount of time she spent at work and the amount of time she did at home. Her expectation of herself was that she could and would be a better mother and a better wife. She didn't waste a lot of time comparing herself to other women. She defined what better meant to her and to her family. Part of her equation was being home in time to have dinner with her family at least 3 nights a week. Another part of her definition of better was being home to say goodnight to her kids at least 3 nights a week. Another part of her definition of better was finding and creating things she and her husband could just do for fun, just the two of them. What she did was she raised the bar on her expectations of and for herself, and she did it in a way that aligned with her core values. Second strategy around this whole expectation things is ask for help. Don't expect yourself to be superhuman. Ask people for the assistance you need. This reduces that martyr complex. It also gives other people the opportunities for growth and engagement. People want to support us. People want to help us see our dreams come true. So be direct and honest in your requests for support. Asking for help is a form of self-care, in my opinion. It's a way of treating yourself kindly. It also helps us avoid burnout, and it can deepen our relationships when people know we trust them enough to give them the opportunity to support us. Then you have to hold the positive expectation that other people will support you. Many will, and it's still okay if some don't. Their expectations, their values, and their interests may be different from yours. Third thing I want you to remember is that what we expect from ourselves and others changes as time passes. As we mature and grow, our desires are supposed to mature and grow with us. Same is true of other people. While you may have defined self-expectations at one stage of life, they undoubtedly morphed and changed for you, and they do for other people. Recognize the fact that it's important to allow shifts in our self-concept, which means there'll be shifts in our self-expectations. I know this sounds kind of strange, kind of odd, but the older I get, the less pressure I put on myself to meet my own expectations and those of others. I'm not saying that my ambition has stalled or that I don't want to pursue excellence. What I mean is that I give myself a lot of grace and I allow some things to take a back burner, some things to fall by the wayside. I think I'm learning to let go of the superfluous so I can focus on the things and the people that bring me the most joy. I think I give myself more time to enjoy life rather than to get things done, to accomplish more, to acquire more. Like I said, I give myself a lot of grace. I know that I have kind of been all over the place in this podcast and in this discussion of expectations. If I had to sum it up, and I do have to sum it up, I say this: expect the very best from yourself and from the world around you. And then give your very best to yourself and to the world around you. Stay well. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichel Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.